Mr. Chairman, I am delivering a right of reply on behalf of the United States, Japan, and my own country to the statement by the DPRK made last Thursday during the general debate of the Conference on Disarmament. Our delegations feel compelled to reiterate that last year alone, the DPRK fired almost 70 ballistic missiles, including 8 ICBMs. At the same time, Pyongyang appears to be ready to conduct a 7th nuclear test, waiting only a political decision to do so. The DPRK's unlawful nuclear and ballistic missile programs are clear and blatant violations of multiple UN Security Council resolutions and a significant threat to peace and security on the Korean Peninsula, the region, and beyond. Moreover, on top of threatening the preemptive use of tactical nuclear weapons, the DPRK also publicly stressed the exponential increase of its nuclear arsenal, development of another ICBM system whose main mission is quick nuclear counterstrike, and mass production of tactical nuclear weapons on the very first day of this year. It is clear to anyone who is threatening whom. The ROK US deterrence and defense posture, as well as that of Japan and the US, including our bilateral and trilateral exercises, are defensive measures conducted in accordance with international law and reflect the responsibilities of our government to further peace and stability in the region. In addition, as we have heard repeatedly in this chamber last week, the international community has been consistent and resolute that the DPRK cannot will never have the status of a nuclear weapon state under any circumstances. Despite the DPRK's repeated provocations and threats, the path to dialogue remains open. As our leaders reiterated last November, we are committed to resolving the DPRK's nuclear and missile issues in a peaceful manner through dialogue. We reiterate our government's commitment to engage in dialogue and diplomacy to achieve complete denuclearization of the DPRK and sustainable peace and prosperity on the Korean Peninsula, including through support for the aims of the ROK's audacious initiative. We call on Pyongyang to accept that abandoning all its nuclear weapons and nuclear and ballistic missile programs in a complete, verifiable, and irreversible manner is the only viable way towards its security and prosperity. Thank you.